Welcome back to the Staying Christian Podcast. I'm your co-host, Gavin Hobbs, and I have here with me...
the other co-host. Who else, dude? It's the guy who's been there the whole time. Eli Chamley. That's me.
Four and counting episodes.
Yeah. This is the 54th. Did you think we'd make it this far? No. Probably.
Did we
didn't
think we would make it this far? No. Definitely not.
No, not really. Anyway, it's good to see you. Thank you for being here. Unless you can't see us, then we can't see you either.
Oh, snap.
But, yeah, so we're on YouTube.
YouTube shout out.
Yeah. Anyway, we just got back from this concert that we've been waiting to go to for like 2 years.
It's been a long time.
It was great.
It was really good. I started listening to John Mark McMillan more.
Yeah.
And yeah, then I got this overpriced, hoodie from Antoine
Bradford.
Bradford, weirdly.
So if you haven't listened, I've been talking John Mark McMillan up for like episode upon
years.
Episode. But if you haven't listened to the Gray Havens, that's G-R-A-Y, and Antoine Bradford, which is not spelled T-A-W-N, by the way.
Excuse me.
Gavin.
Yeah.
You should. They're really cool.
We'll link them. We'll throw links in the description.
And
below.
Antoine, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I thought your music was bad. I only listened to the one track, but I'm listening to them now, and they're awesome, and they're great.
Yeah, they really are. It's pretty funny, because I was like, yo, I really like that design on the sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there and bought it for like $50. Didn't realize it. I just swiped my card, like the idiot I am, and I didn't realize I was actually buying it from Antoine himself.
He was standing right there.
I just want to buy this sweatshirt. And he was like, he kind of looks at me weird, like, why don't you have any recognition or something? It just like, it was kind of weird, but I was like, I just want to buy this sweatshirt, so I bought it.
Yeah, he didn't even know who he was. But it was great. I don't know why we're telling you about it, except
we just
got back, so it was wonderful. Yeah. This episode's gonna be about space mostly. Fair warning, we love space, we love God and space, God made space, God made Earth, God made space.
God made us.
We like the connection.
Bam.
So
we're amped about it. If you're not, then leave the podcast
now.
Click the pause button.
No, please stay.
Unsubscribe.
Please stay.
He's like, we need more analytics.
Please stay here.
If you don't enjoy space, then are you
shove off.
Are
That's
you,
what I say.
Are you even like paying
living?
Attention to like the fact that the world is not just
go
made
outside.
Of the Earth?
Okay, challenge. Middle of the night, go outside, take a look up.
Whoa.
What do you see? Stars. That's what I thought.
Unless you live in the city.
Or unless you're a flat earther,
yeah.
You believe it's all a simulation. Oh.
That's not entirely true. Okay, I'll go educate Gavin
on the
flat Earth conspiracy and what it
I'm
means.
I'm sorry, I will not have
I'll
any...
I'll be right back. I'm sorry
no
for
pity.
Offending you.
I have no mercy on flat earthers.
I'm so sorry.
Welcome
so.
To the podcast, you guys. We'll see you in the next few segments.
So Gavin deleted our other intro, so the one you just heard was a new one. And I'm sorry.
It was better,
to
honestly,
subject you to
probably.
The, maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway,
we'll
so since Gavin did this, I'm going to punish him by giving him a pop quiz.
Crap.
Gavin, what was your opinion about, and this is disregarding this atrocity that you said about flat earth conspiracy. What?
No mercy.
What's your opinion about...
No regrets.
No. What's your opinion about Pluto not being classified as a planet?
It's like, whatevs, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't affect my daily life. It's like, Pluto's still kind of cool. It's like a gas thing. You can still see it through a telescope.
You say a gas thing?
Yeah, like a gas giant. Isn't that what they said that's made out of now? It's like just a bunch of gas.
Oh, no. I don't know that I can continue this podcast with you.
Really?
You think Pluto is a gas giant?
No, it's not a gas giant.
Yeah, I'm
giant.
Walking out.
Gas giant is totally different, right?
I'm walking out.
But, okay, well, I mean, you don't even listen to my explanation onto my stupidity.
I don't know.
You don't know anymore.
Okay, tell me then. Tell me what Pluto is. I'm genuinely interested. Are you guys interested to hear what Gavin
yes,
thinks Pluto
we are.
Is?
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. What I'm gonna say... All I know is that they were like, yo, actually, Pluto isn't a planet. And I'm pretty sure it's something to do with its size and the fact that it has no, like, concrete core or something like that. Tomato.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You have no idea what you're talking about. You're just
hey,
saying
I'm
words.
I'm amped about space,
you're just
but, like,
words.
I haven't studied it
you're
that
just
far,
saying
dude.
Words, dude. You're just saying things. You're
Listen,
saying
guys,
stupid stuff.
I'm repping the audience here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm trying to give a diversified
Well, let me tell you
here.
Why, okay? So... The diameter of a planet tells us you know, from our viewpoint, tells us how big the thing is.
Right.
And so when we saw Pluto, which is not made of gas.
What's it made out of, dear sir?
It's made of rocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Pluto?
Small planets and planetoids are...
But it's got a gaseous
No. So
atmosphere,
the thing
does
about
it not?
No.
So it's made out of a bunch of blue rocks.
It's made up of... Not blue.
Well, then why is Pluto blue?
Pluto's not
Answer
blue.
Answer me that, professor.
Okay, I don't know the actual color of Pluto.
Then why the pictures are all blue? Of
there
Pluto,
are a lot
dude.
Of false color images. Up, oh, my gosh.
Okay,
so
we'll continue teaching me.
Okay,
here.
Listen. The thing about gas giants is they have solid cores. And okay. They're heavy enough to attract that much atmosphere.
Some of them are brown, sometimes red. So it's made out of rock. The biggest thing then that disqualified it was the fact that it didn't have a big enough diameter, is what I'm gathering.
Yeah, so it's only a little bit bigger than some of our big asteroids.
Dude, Pluto, this picture right here, I'm going to throw this up on the screen. Whoosh, looks really cool.
Pluto's really cool.
Looks
okay.
Pretty awesome.
It's really great. Anyway, I love Pluto. I don't know why we're talking so long about Pluto.
Yeah, we've gone too long here.
But it's cool. All right. So I just wanted to punish him by making him seem like an idiot. So now we're back.
We're back at it with the scheduled content.
I wanted to talk about a bit about space colonization, dude.
Go for it.
What's up with that?
Let's hear it.
What's up with that?
Divulge.
I sound like I'm on a comedy special. Airline food. What's up with that? Let me just ask that.
Divulge on that.
So, no, space colonization, if you're not aware, which I think you would be if we're talking about space together, is where we're colonizing colonies, other places in space.
We've already done that. Oh, other places. Okay. I was going to say, we already done colonized
Earth.
Oh,
we have been done colonized Earth. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. 100%.
100%.
But planets haven't really been something we've done so far. So I was thinking about it from like a C.S. Lewis guy standpoint, and I was like, man, I've read
biblical.
These totally biblical, the pinnacle of biblification right there.
You're a biblican right here, man.
What
Let's
a biblican.
Go.
I was thinking about it because I read those sci-fi book series that C.S. Lewis wrote.
Right, right.
And in Out of the Silent Planet, which is the first one, these guys are like, oh, we're coming here to this planet. And they're just murderous dudes. They're just really evil kind of guys. And I'm realizing, oh, a lot of people on Earth aren't inherently great. And we're probably going to be bringing some of this tainted matter over in that direction.
Hold up, rewind. You're just now figuring out that some of us aren't great?
No.
Breaking news, you guys. Eli figured out that people
Eli
are
figured
evil
out.
Sometimes.
Eli figured out that people are not inherently good.
What?
Newsflash.
What?
No, I knew that. But in a way, I have been fascinated with the concept. A lot of people have been more recently. They've been introduced to the concept with Elon Musk talking about SpaceX, going to Mars, all that junk.
Right.
So
right.
People are like, oh, we're going to Mars. We're going to live there.
Let's go.
That's really cool, dude. We're going to become a interplanetary civilization. And it's a really
dumb now. Huh?
It's a really because I can't say my words that I have in mind.
I'm just trying to get back since the Pluto humiliation.
It was just a joke, dude, and then you took it so far.
Man? Well, maybe I feel a little bit sad now.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Do you accept my apology?
I don't.
Okay.
You don't sound like you're sorry.
My point about all that is, in the Out of the Silent Planet book, these guys just go to Mars and they're like, oh, here we are now, and we're going to taint this place with our evil. And we're like, oh, maybe this isn't such a great idea, especially if there's innocence to taint there and basically rob of its innocence.
Maybe just leave the tainting to one planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Out of the Silent Planet, that's why our planet is the silent planet, because we're kind of excommunicated from the spirituality of some of it, and the realm.
Interesting.
The realm is ruled over by evil, you know, by Satan. So to kind of wrap that up, I think I'm just kind of pitching a debate, you know, kind of about space colonization and kind of like what it means and how we should approach it, you know, as Christian people, you know, if we should be endorsing it or what, because if there's like something to be destroyed on these planets, their serenity,
we're probably going to destroy it and not realize it. Especially because we've never had a ecosystem like theirs before. So, I don't know. Maybe it's something for everybody to discuss. I don't know. Just a concern of mine.
Eli's space colonization thoughts.
I'm just like, save the rainforest, dude. But on other planet rainforest.
Sorry. Yeah. There are no rainforests on other planets, though. What are you talking about?
Not that you know of.
Oh, snap. Ignorance is bliss.
I don't want to know about these rainforests. So we watched Dune. I drug him to
Finally,
Dune.
Finally, we talked about this. If you've listened to the show and been like diligent,
yeah.
Hello, Bible
you're
smacking
like,
you guys.
Why should I care that you guys went to watch Dune? Well,
Dune's biblical, you lot. So like,
oh,
get
yeah.
with the picture.
Yeah, it's completely.
No. I actually don't know if it is. It's
no,
probably not.
Not no. really.
Okay, cool.
It has some religious aspects, but it's like, oh, it's kind of. This is what I kind of want to talk about. So what did you notice anything about the movie that you were like, oh, I can kind of apply this to Christianity and religion here and like what's going on with us and anything at all?
There was a sacrifice in the movie. Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yeah, what the heck, Gabe?
What are we saying? I mean, there's a sacrifice. That's pretty, like, very wide. You mm-hmm. guys can kind of figure out. Anyways. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, we may spoil it. We were going to try not to.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Deal with it.
you guys should go watch it, though, first, 100%. In the movie, yeah. there was a sacrifice that had to be made mm-hmm. for him to be able to be accepted in a people.
Hmm.
And that's what struck me.
Yeah.
It's like, bam, sacrifice. Just like Jesus. You know?
That's interesting you got that out.
That's that was something interesting that I saw. I was like,
are you talking about when he had to fight Jameis?
Yeah, yeah, he had to fight that dude and had to kill him.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, sorry guys.
Yeah.
yeah, was that it?
It was a cool movie. I want to watch it again. It was beautiful. I'm a cinematographer or a wannabe cinematographer, so mm-hmm. that's really what I got out of it. Which maybe that's shallow, but that's the story plot was really interesting. The characters really were dynamic, and mm-hmm. everyone seemed to be pretty deep.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that about the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was one of the best movies I would have to say that came out this year.
Yeah.
It was probably the best movie that came out this year.
It was supposed to come out last year. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts. What are your thoughts, Eli? Well, you see some biblical parallels?
I think the thing I kind of got out of it is there can be some dangerous, misleading organized religion. Like, he's really scared of these people praising him and following him to the point that they just start like an all-out war and massacre people. And that's a pretty real thing, is like, if because there are religions that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, even Christianity and some, well, is
yeah.
that was like more the Catholic Church, right? The the big,
which is what
Joan of Arc,
I think,
and whatnot, and the big crusades.
Yeah, yeah. Which is what I kind of think Frank Herbert was pointing to.
Probably,
but I
that
don't
probably
know.
Wasn't the Catholic Church. I'm sorry, you guys. I don't know much about that.
We don't know anything. We're not historians.
Don't judge us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't judge us. Remove the stick from your eye. Okay.
The log, if I don't say so myself.
But yeah, I think people would go, oh, this movie is insulting to Christianity because it criticizes religion at some points. But I don't think it is insulting, because it brings out an honest point, like, hey, we've noticed that it can be misleading and even deadly to rally these people for a cause that isn't true. And we're like, yeah, if the cause isn't true, obviously, you know.
I mean, I think that's the problem right there, is that's a true statement. Religion can be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity could be argued that it's not a religion, it's actually a way of life.
Yeah, well, the religion is the practice of that faith, you know. So you can have the faith, but
that's
like,
true.
Your system of practicing the faith is your religion, no matter. Your life is your religion. Mm-hmm. What you do every day, that's your religion. You know, that's just what it boils down to. But the word religion has been put into worship and
it's
dedication to a certain thing. So,
yep.
You know, hustle culture is a religion.
Right.
If you think about it.
Yep.
So, anyway, I think that it did have a point there, and I think I agree with that point. I think a lot of people would be like, "Oh, it criticizes," so I'm not going to agree with it. But I think it does have a valid point there. But I don't know. What do you think about that? I think that's right.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's like your opinion, man.
That's like your opinion, man. So as Gavin hates space entirely and can't even stand it, I'm going to be like, I've been like monopolizing these segments. So I'm sorry if you don't like me that much, but this is my time.
Okay? It's time to shine.
This is my time to shine. So I just want to talk a little bit about how awesome everything is that was ever created. And I've said something similar before. So if you've heard me and you're like, wow, he's doing the awe speech again. He's an awe. So tired of him being in awe. Let me just tell you, dude, God's amazing. Everything he ever made is amazing, and I'm gonna stand by that forever, because there's no way I could have even conceived of the world we live in, and here it is, for one. Okay, guys, so let me just lay down the law.
You saw what he had made and said that it was good.
Yep.
And then Eve came along and plucked that apple, and it all went downhill from there.
No, I mean, yeah. Well, what I mean to say, though, is, like, I see a lot of stuff. Like, I like space a lot. So it's really interesting to me to see the things and notice that they're there. Notice that space is out there, and we're all kind of focused in here. And everyone at some point goes, man, I don't really look at the stars that often anymore. Man, I don't go outside that often anymore. And I didn't either until, like, a few weeks ago, so... It's fine.
You're like, I'll excuse it this once.
You know what? You're fine. I'm not going to judge you for that. Just this once.
Just this once. You get a free
But no, I realize how much we can ignore it. Everything else that isn't on our planet. And Gavin made a pretty decent point. Well, in the title, the beginning that we ended up deleting. Which was that, you know, well, yeah, it's like the Earth. The Earth is where we are. You know, so it's kind of makes sense that this is what we focus on all the time. And if, I'm not saying we got to be airy headed completely and not think about where we are, but I think there's a good point in being like, dude, there's so much stuff that we can't even conceive of. Like, if I'm actually thinking about how big the sun is, I'm going to go nuts if I'm thinking about it all the time, because everyone around me is not thinking about how big the sun is. And if I'm going nuts, like, dude, this is how big the sun is.
Right.
Then if we'd be like, oh my gosh, dude. And none of us would be able to sleep for like 3 days. Because we'd get up and like look at it as it comes up. Like, whoa, that's so big. And then we'd burn our eyes. Anyway. I just think it's really amazing. And I like looking at pictures from NASA and all that. And I like going outside and being like, this is creation. This is where it is, and I'm in awe of it.
And
there's your awe speech again.
Yeah, I think actually, like, there is a little bit of a thing you can maybe pull from it that's quote biblical or not. But, like, for me, it does help me. You get a bigger perspective, like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You look at the sun, you're like, gosh darn it, that thing is massive.
And I'm this.
And I'm this small. And it helps you realize, you know, like the Bible says, there's a host. Heavenly hosts that are watching us, mm-hmm. that we can't even see. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, we're pretty small. We're also very significant.
Yeah.
Because we're changing our whole planet, mm-hmm. you know? We're changing the face of our planet, you know? Whether or not you believe in pollution or global warming, you have to look at the pictures of Earth and see that we've changed it. There's a whole lot more going on mm-hmm. than just what's on planet Earth, what we can see with our physical eye.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spiritual stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So it can help you at least view that at the very least.
Well, and what I wanted to kind of take away from this bit with was something I've been doing more recently, and this will work for you guys who don't live really close to a city where you can actually see stars and planets and stuff, is I walk out of my house and I see Mars and Venus and Jupiter just in the night sky.
Nerds.
And I know where the... I'm not, like, picking them out. I'm like, that's one of the three.
I got you.
Like, I don't know exactly which one, but I'm like, that's one of the three.
Star.
And I can see it. No, you can tell the difference if it's dusk enough.
Yeah.
If it's not too dark, you can really tell.
Okay.
And so when you're there, you just can kind of place yourself where you are on the Earth. And then you can place yourself where the sun is and where these other planets are.
Kind of get a 3D model of where
you
are,
and you just go, oh, I'm slanted. They're all this way. this is really dope. And I don't know how else to put that, except it really puts it in a perspective of where you are. And if you look at this stuff enough, you just realize how majestic it is. It's like going and driving by the mountains. You just stare out the window. You don't want to be looking at your phone. You're going to be looking at the mountains.
Yep.
And we've got the solar system around us that we ignore every night and every day. I haven't talked about space news in a long while, and I don't know when I'll get to talk about it again, so here I am for a bit.
Gotta get all your space news stuff out.
A little bit ago, I started watching all these videos about what the future of space stations are going to look like, and eventually we're going to decommission our current space station, which is the ISS.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's been up there for 20 or so years. Well, about as long as I've been alive, so it's like, oh.
You're old.
I'm old.
Sheesh.
I can drink now.
Whoa. Basically a dinosaur now.
Having a kid. Oh.
Oh, wait. Have you told the listeners?
I don't know. Hey.
You probably have.
I'm having a kid.
Yeah, he's having a kid.
So. I don't know that I told everybody.
Yeah.
Well, hey, guys. I'm having a kid.
Having a kid in addition to space news.
It's not a big deal. He's just a kid.
Just another human you have responsibility for.
If my kids are listening back, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. You're very important to me. I'm just playing and I love you. The ISS will eventually be decommissioned, but what's currently been going on is they've been testing new space station tech, and essentially what they've been doing in the ISS for a while is they had an entire module for commercialization. So companies would pay to send their test stuff up to get developed to see if it works better or if their products can be made differently or, like I said, better in zero G. And some things have actually proven to be able to be built better in zero G. For example, fiber optic cable. So the fiber optic cable that runs the internet, every internet's ever.
What?
It has like five times the speed if it's built a certain way in space.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I don't remember the exact company, but it's like really fast. And they can't just, you know, ship all the stuff up to the ISS and then ship it all back. So people are literally going to be paying rocket companies to put space stations up for them to manufacture and ship things back down.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
That's mind-blowing. I just don't want to buy any of that optic fiber because that's going to be some hecka expensive,
it's really expensive
fiber, dude.
But that's really cool. Like, there's a lot of projects like that. Not just fiber optic cable. And I was watching some of them. I was like, this is nuts. Not to mention, just recently there was some news about, it's not a new method to put rockets into space, but one that recently got more modernized was literally putting the rocket on a spinning wheel. I'm not even joking. They vacuum this whole area out so there's no air resistance. They spin this rocket and they launch it up through the vacuum.
Like
I'm not even kidding. They launch it up through at the exact right time and it flies into freaking space.
That's awesome. It's just like a giant slingshot.
It's a giant slingshot into space.
That's pretty awesome.
And so they're like, okay, this probably wouldn't work with humans with the amount of G's we're pulling here, but we can send industrial stuff up for commercialization and we can put these on the moon. We wouldn't even have to have a big old vacuum chamber around it because it'd be on the moon. So we can ship product, we can ship mine and ship materials off the moon and then just fling them.
just fling that crap up.
And they just go. Awesome. Like, the future of commercialization and material gathering in space is like going to be a reality soon.
Not to mention now we're polluting space as well. So that's great.
We got a lot of space junk.
We got that whole gravity situation that happened not too long ago.
Yeah. So apparently Russia blew up a satellite without telling anybody.
I feel like hitting that one today.
I feel like just like skeet shooting. It's like pull. So they sent a missile up. They just send a missile up casually and blow up a satellite. And the ISS had to literally move its orbit to get out of the way of the space debris. And that's a problem. This is a big problem we've been having. And who was that one guy, that reporter you told me about a little bit ago on YouTube? I watched some of his stuff.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, we'll link him in the description.
He's a really cool guy, but he was talking about this one point. And I'd already learned about it, but he was talking about it, and I figured it'd be a decent video for people to watch. That's why I'm talking about it.
I gotcha.
But essentially, if it gets to the point that we have enough satellites around the planet, they will eventually ricochet into one another and create a big wall of debris that we just can't get past because it's going fast enough to stay in orbit, which is a lot of miles per second. So
it's super fast.
So if you go up, you'll just be hit by something and you'll tumble and die. So we're trying to not get to that point, and space debris is a problem.
What if Sputnik's still up there? That's what I'm wondering.
It might have fallen.
And just burned up in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It was small enough, wasn't it?
I don't know. I ought to look it up.
Yeah. Poor old Spuddy up
poor
there.
Poor old Sputnik.
Oh. Just up there trying to do his thing.
My last little piece of space news is about something called DART, which is literally just happened like 14 hours ago. They were talking about it on NASA.
Breaking news.
Oh my God. It's called the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. So what they're doing is testing our ability to redirect asteroids from impact with us, which is a pretty cool thing in itself. It's like, oh, okay, let's try and move something so we don't have the whole
planet.
What's that movie called?
Get Hit.
Apocalypse? No.
Apocalypse Now? No, that's a super creepy movie.
That's
one.
The Vietnam movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
There's a lot of one.
But basically, they go up and they have to destroy an asteroid.
Oh, there's a new one coming out.
What?
About an asteroid coming to hit Earth.
There's a lot of movies.
It has Leonardo DiCaprio and this other lady in it. Oh, I just saw previews for that. Dang it. I can't remember the name. Anyways.
Armageddon was the old movie.
Armageddon. That sounds familiar.
So in Armageddon, they have to destroy this asteroid before it gets to Earth. And they fly up. And they land and they put a nuke on it. And then they fly up.
Oh my
and they
gosh.
Blow it up. But I don't know exactly what DART is so far. I literally just saw.
They're just
kind of
throwing essentially a satellite of some sort into an asteroid to see if they can alter its course, right?
Yeah.
But that was my understanding, anyways.
But I'm not sure if it's landing and then using the rockets to push it,
or if they're
literally just flinging it into it. I have no idea.
It's a good question.
I imagine it's more complicated than just flinging it into it. But NASA is literally either, we're going to be careful and cautious, or they are, we're just going to fling it.
Let's fling this.
So I have no idea. It could literally be either of those options. But yeah, that's my
space news.
Current space news. Is Sputnik still in space? Let's ask.
It's been a while for space news. If you
it still
like
remains
this segment,
in orbit.
Sputnik?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, radical, dude.
That's cool.
If you guys liked this segment, we'll throw a poll up on our Instagram page, see if we should bring it back, or if we don't want to hear any more of Eli's nerd ramblings.
Nerd ramble. What a stupid guy.
Sheesh.
Can't stand him.
Anyways, we may never actually do it again, but we'll see.
Never again. Goodbye, Space News. Loved you.
And that was the Stern Christian Podcast. We have 2 minutes left, or a minute, about on the card. So we're going to try to be fast here. Thanks, you guys, for listening.
Thank you so much.
You can check us out on YouTube. We got all the links about stuff we talked about in the description below. I was Gavin Hobbs.
I've been Eli Chamley.
And stay real.
Stay Christian, guys.
See you in the next one. Bye.